We're going to turn now to Wu Chang, of the Vice Director of the Planning Bureau of Shanghai, for a response for 5 minutes. And we're going to, just to let people know, in case you're getting hungry or thinking about it, that we will try to wrap up close to two. So we also want to have some discussion before that. So, Mr. Chang.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just come from the airport, from Istanbul, the Architecture Congress. So just 1 hour ago, I left the airport. So this is, for me, it's difficult to shift so quickly to this. But anyway, I would like to join your discussion. Actually, I didn't know at all about exactly what the meeting asked me to talk. But I still would like to talk something to reply the topic of the city space. I just want to mention 2 points because I only have 5 minutes. 1 point is what the government now in Shanghai reflect this problem. For the planning authority of the government, we think, first of all, it's not to make the planning, but make the policy. That's why 2 years ago, we starting to rethink about the Shanghai urban space development. We make a very famous policy we call the double degrees, double increase, which caused lots of the reflection from developers and the society and all the people who concerning the urban development. So-called double increase, double degrees means through the urban development policy, our urban planning authority try to control the control something in the planning and development. Double increase means increase the greenery area, increase the urban area. Decrease means decrease the plot ratio, decrease the total amount of the development. This policy means will slow down the speed of Shanghai urban development. Also cause lots of the reflection from developer. For instance, one is the price of the housing raise up. Of course, that's lots of reasons for that issue, but one of the reasons is this policy. So for us, it's very difficult to keep the balance one side to make a better policy, make the better urban space. Other side is still control the steady development of the market. It's also very difficult. This is 1 point. Second point is, I just present in Istanbul yesterday about the Chinese urban development concerning the foreign invest and the foreign designer, planner and architects. As one of the Chinese architect and one of the Chinese the member of the Chinese governmental authority, I always think we need all of these architects and the planners from the world come to China to help this country to be into this fast development. But the very obvious problem is why this, not this, but most of this planner and the architects give so much pomp in China, which they never present in their own country. So that's, I complain, it's not my opinion, but a lot of Chinese have that opinion. So for my opinion, for my understanding is, if you really want to present something better in this city, whatever which city or country, you must understand the city itself, live in for quite a long time, understand the life of the city, understand the people of the city, then you can design something to fix this city, not to create something in a white paper. Never think China is a white paper. China is a 5,000 years old country. So you must understand the people, how the people live in this city. Don't think, you know, planning is ideal, is a utopia, which they, you know, want to do something in your school time and never realize now is a moment to China. This is a white paper. No. Here is a country, is a city. So many people which is, of course, the largest population country. So many people live in this country, live in this city. You must do something for that people, not for your own dream. I think it's